Okay, Janet, so today it's been highlighted about the Scottish Government, how they don't want to give grandparents legal access to their grandchildren. What's your story?
Well, we had access to our grandchildren from the minute they were born for a few years. And then when my son separated from his partner, when he saw them, we saw them, he would bring them to us, and they were able to mix with the wider family. But that wasn't always consistent. After about a 6-week period, when we hadn't seen them, we decided to go to a lawyer, which we did, and we got to see them at that point for 1 hour a fortnight in her house, which we got eventually. We then got to take them out, and as I say, we very seldom saw their other cousins, but my daughter was always part of their life. That changed to a month, to monthly. It sort of varied on and off at that point. My son had gone to a lawyer as well, and he hadn't been allowed to see them for 3 years. We were seeing them, you know, and then my son suddenly died. At that point, well, it was after 8 months when I had told the children that their daddy had died. That was when we were stopped seeing them again.
Must have been a real double blow for you.
Yes, it was. And it was hard at the time when we were seeing them because, you know, Rhys always remembered his dad, and he would tell us he had two daddies now because there was another man living in the house.
And you no longer see your grandchildren at all? And how long has that been?
5 years. 5 years.
And how difficult has that been for you?
It's very difficult. And especially when you, you know, brothers and sisters have, you know, see their grandchildren on a regular basis, and you have to listen, and you've really got to switch off at times because it is so upsetting, and you know, things should have been so different because they've got cousins, and he just loved any of the time he did get in amongst his cousins. He just loved it, you know.
And how important was having that access to you, to seeing those two youngsters?
It was very important because family have always... I mean, I never went back to work, and we foster children. And so grandchildren were really important, and that's, to me, what family's all about. You know, life is about families, so it is more really important.
And how do you think they feel about the fact that they don't see their granny and granddad?
I'm sure it, you know... Well, I remember having my granny. We lived with my granny and grandpa, and how important it was and the effect they have in your life. And I honestly believe we could have contributed in some way to make their lives better. And the more people that love you, obviously, to me, the better life is. You just hope. My thought was that they'd knock the door someday. But I think as you're getting older, you realise, I mean, it's maybe a wee bit pessimistic, but you feel your time's running out and you never get back the years you miss.
And you think if you've been able to see the grandkids, that would have helped with your grieving process a little bit?
I think it would, and it would have helped from the point of view that he's so much like his dad, Rhys, that to see him grow up and become a young man, and it would have just taken us back and just helped that bit, you know, to make it a wee bit easier. It certainly made it so much worse not to see them.
And what do you think your son would have thought if you could see what's happening just now?
I think he would have been really pleased that we have made contact. He loved his children. And for a year he didn't work. And I think we didn't acknowledge it, but I think he had a breakdown over it because for him, family was important. And that was a real... You know, breaking up and not seeing his children broke his heart, really.
It's obviously broken yours too.
It has, aye. It's, you think life's going to be turn out a certain way, and it just goes sometimes pear-shaped. And in a short period of time, things have changed so much. But you just have to go on with it, make the best of it.
And what would your message be to the politicians who don't want to enshrine this in law?
Well, I think... grandparents are innocent parties where they have done no wrong and they love their grandchildren and they want to spend time with them, and it's the right to do that, and nobody really should take that away, whatever the circumstances.